I bolt for the stairs like I'm being chased by zombies. The fast-moving kind, not shuffly retro-zoms. Ignoring Shane's call for me to wait. Only, I get halfway down the first set of stairs and realize there's something important I forgot to share. I sprint back up, opening the door just as Shane is reaching for the handle, and pant into his shocked face. Also, I'm a virgin, and you would be my first all the way in the vajayjay, so take that into consideration, too. Bye, I'm leaving. Don't follow me. I have to go lock myself in a room and scream into my pillow because I can't believe I just said all those things to you out loud. The end. I vanish like a little green alien spotted by the men in black. Soon, I'm back in my hotel room, hiding under the covers, madly texting the details of my most recent insanity to Stephanie, my friend who teaches yoga to the Badger Boys on Saturday mornings, and my only friend, aside from Haley, who knows Shane personally, when another text pops up on my screen. It's from Shane.
I don't need to think about it. I'm in.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Quickly, I text back, "Should we meet up for breakfast to discuss in person?" Almost immediately, he responds,
"I'd love to, but I have a date with the torture chamber. I'm pushing hard with my personal trainer to get ready for Kansas City. I'll be there all morning. Lunch?"
Nose scrunching at the unwelcome reminder of his impending departure, I respond, "I've got work from noon to 10. Guess I'll see you Sunday morning, then? Same time, same place? We can bargain hunt and make a buddies with Benny's plan at the same time." Just typing the words buddies with Benny's is enough to make me feel flushed all over. I can't believe this is really happening, but Shane's next text confirms this is not a drill. Repeat, this is not a drill.
Can't wait. I intend to be the best Benny buddy ever, by the way.
Best Benny buddy, I text back, giggling to myself like the drunk girl I am. Say that 3 times fast. Shane texts back a laughing face and a winking face, and then a tiny doctor emoji.
See you Sunday, Doc. I'll be counting the hours.
He'll be counting the hours. This is happening. This is really, truly happening.
Sleep is impossible, and Sunday morning seems ridiculously far away. I should be terrified, or at the very least, soberly preparing to proceed with utmost caution. Being with Bree is going to be complicated, dangerous, and more high stakes than any sexual encounter I could have imagined before she spilled the beans last night. I've been waiting for Bree Marks to see me as something more than a Sunday fun day buddy for what feels like forever. I've spent hours lying awake at night, torturing myself with fantasies about what it would be like to kiss her, draw her body close to mine, make her pretty face light up with pleasure the way it does when she finds a first edition Wizard of Oz book tucked away on a dealer's shelf at our favorite flea market. And now I know reality is better than all my fantasies rolled into one. That kiss last night. Epic is not too strong a word. From the moment I tasted her for the first time, salt and wine and sun-kissed strawberries, I've been able to think of nothing but Bree. Her sweet softness, her addictive scent, and the way she felt in my arms as we danced, like her body was born to fit against mine. I want to make love to her more than I've ever wanted anything, with the exception of a career in the NHL and a place in the Hockey Hall of Fame. And it's a pretty close competition at this point. I don't know what it is about her, but from the moment I met Bree at a Badger summer barbecue my first season in Portland, I was a goner. Her smile is pure sunshine, her laugh fills my blood with happy bubbles, and the way she bites her lip and glares up at me with one eye closed when she's pissed makes me want to scoop her up in my arms and kiss her until neither of us can see straight. And now, I'm finally going to have my chance with her. It's so ridiculously exciting. I have sex-induced ADD, but I've got to buckle down and get into hockey beast mode. I've grown so much during my time with the Badgers. I learned to survive the NHL's grueling schedule, built the mental toughness necessary to perform at a pro level, and shown I'm a goalie who gives his team a real chance at winning every game. But I want more.